Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to run through the week's new release schedule, a lineup that includes new stuff from the White Stripes, the Polyphonic Spree, and Bon Jovi. That's countrified Bon Jovi. The song remains the same here. Some stuff we'll advocate buying in full. Others might just be worth throwing 99 cents at. Let's get started.
Meg, look at this place.
What? Well, this place is like a mansion.
That's not the little old band from Texas, but the White Stripes, bringing on Rag and Bone, a highlight of Icky Thump, the long-awaited new White Stripes record, an album that meets your expectations and then exceeds them. It's a boldly back-to-basics record, a collection that's almost all blues and bluster. The guitar tones are low down and dirty, the drums robust and meaty. It's stuff similar to what you fast-forwarded through Elephant to get to. It's the stuff that sounds great loud, and for as repetitive as it is, never gets old. As an album title, Icky Thump is onomatopoeia. This is a dirty and dangerous record, and Rag & Bone stands out as a clear winner. Not just because it'll have you whipping out ZZ Top's Fandango, but because it's so near perfect, so the summer song we needed, that you can't help but want to hear the rest of Icky Thump. Here's a piece of Rag & Bone. That's the White Stripes from Icky Thump. Next up, something completely different, new Bon Jovi, complete with fiddles and pedal steels. Yep, Lost Highway finds Bon Jovi bringing it country style. Love him or hate him, and it's okay to like Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's been amazingly consistent, and if you look at their survival, it's because they know how to milk a moment, both lyrically and on a career scale. The success of Who Says You Can't Go Home, a number one hit at country radio, means we get a whole record of Nashville-inspired Bon Jovi tunes. Inviting Big and Rich along for the ride is unforgivable, but there's some pretty great moments across Lost Highway. Songs that don't shoot for the lowest country denominator, but actually raise the bar. If any of these tunes were Keith Urban or Dierks Bentley hits, nobody would bat an eye. And while it would have been cooler for Bon Jovi to have duetted with Leanne Womack, the duet with Leanne Rimes works too, and might just be the record's strongest moment. It's called Till We Ain't Strangers Anymore, and it's a chorus you can bet half of Music Row's best songwriters wish they'd written. It's super sappy, but also downright undeniable. Here's a piece of it.
Sometimes it's hard to love me. Sometimes it's hard to love me.
That's Bon Jovi with Leanne Rimes from Lost Highway. Up next, a British band that gets a lot of press but never seems to make the breakthrough they deserve, Art Brut. This is the Form Da Band band. They're part cheeky, part tongue-in-cheek. How much you like them depends on how you feel about dipping your post-punk in a little bit of comedy. The stories are funnier than anything the Arctic Monkeys have dreamt up, but not quite as clever as a mediocre narrative from the streets. Their new record, It's a Bit Complicated, may be their most straightforward record yet. The potential singles are stacked fairly high. If only there was a radio format left that was going to play this. In any event, we can definitely recommend putting a buck down on the song People in Love. A twisted little love song you might not want to put on next year's Valentine's compilation. Here it is.
To every girl that's ever been with me, I got over you all. Eventually. What becomes of the broken-hearted? They're drunk for a few weeks and then back where they started. So pass me the wine.
That's Art Brut. Next up, The Aliens. Astronomy for Dogs is the debut from a group that came from the ashes of the influential British band The Beta Band. Former members John McLean, Gordon Anderson, and Robin Jones are all on board as The Aliens. Anderson's apparently a Sid Barrett, Rocky Erickson-like genius slash headcase, but the results are mixed here. There's some great summery pop, but also some fairly paint-by-numbers garage rock. The number of songs over 5 minutes, that's 8 of 11 of them, suggests they'd be a trip to see live, but it all gets a little droney on album. And yet one of those 5-minute-plus tunes, the album opening Setting Sun, never bores. It's yet another great summer song delivered right on cue. Here's a listen. That's The Aliens. Next up, another record that's better in pieces than in whole. When V2 closed last year, the future of the Mooney Suzuki looked uncertain. After a series of big record deals and a lot of hype that suggested they were alternately the next Strokes or White Stripes, they turned in a record after record that suggested they had no idea who they were. This was a band with a serious identity problem. Have Mercy, their new record, doesn't solve any of those problems. There's loud rock, weird country hybrids, and a little psychedelica. All of it well executed, but not terribly memorable. In a week with a new White Stripes record, hell, in a year with a new White Stripes record, the Mooney Suzuki seems remarkably limp. The difference is this one, good old Alcohol, an old-timey romp that's a bizarre turn for the Mooney Suzuki, but funnier than anything on that Art Brute record. Here's a listen.
So today if I wanna act an ass and gag, puke, stagger, and fall, I'm gonna do it at the trusted hands of good old Alcohol.
Finally, one last track for your download consideration. It's a new one from the Polyphonic Spree. I haven't spent enough time with the new one, The Fragile Army, to pass a lot of judgment, but it definitely sounds more political, less up with people than you'd expect. Then again, the white robes have been replaced by black army uniforms. In any event, Section 27, The Mental Cabaret, is a perky enough hand clapper to recommend. Here's a snippet. That's the Polyphonic Spree wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Ryan Adams and the Beastie Boys. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman from Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.